Hi, this is Albert on a recorded line. May I speak to Taylor Ray?
This is she.
Hi, Taylor. This is Albert. In regards to the hair relaxer lawsuit, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And did you already get an attorney to assist you file with the claim?
No.
Okay. And part two to that question, and then we're done with those. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Have I or will I?
Have you? You haven't, right?
No.
Okay. Alrighty. Thank you. And yes. Have you or a loved one used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
Was it endometrial cancer, uterine, or ovarian cancer, ma'am?
Ovarian.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm terribly sorry to hear that, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And are you, so it sounds like you're filing this claim on your behalf, right?
Correct.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed with cancer?
It was May of 14. Or May I started in May. No. It was November of 23. I started using it in May of 14.
Okay, hold on.
So it took
on.
Some time. Yeah.
All right, well, let me first do this part here. When did you get diagnosed? I need that first, please.
It was the 15th of November, 2023.
Okay, thank you. What age were you when you got diagnosed in November of 2023? How old were you?
30.
So young. I'm sorry. Well, the good thing is that you're
using beauty products and you don't know.
Right. And who was your diagnosing doctor? What's the name of your diagnosing doctor?
Dr. Alexis. Renee Alexis.
Dr. Renee, R-E-N-E-E?
Correct.
And Alexis, like A-L-E-X-I-S?
Correct.
Okay. And do you have her address, please?
It's at the Broward Health Medical Center. Let me look it up.
Broward Health Medical Center?
Broward. It's 16, here's the address, 1600 South Andrews Avenue, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33316.
Okay, one second. I'm still at Fort Lauderdale. And now I'm ready for the zip code, please.
33316.
Thank you. Let me see if I got that right. Dr. Renee Alexis at 1600 South Andrews Avenue, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33316.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And phone number, please.
Give me 1 second. Let me click the... the phone number.
Is it at Broward Health Medical Center that you're trying to get the number to? I got it right here. 954-355-4400. And that's off of their webpage for Broward Health Medical.
Yeah, I see it now too.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much. All right. Next mm-hmm. is, let's see. So were you diagnosed in Florida?
Yes.
Okay. So you don't, you, this is a question, I have to ask it. Do you currently live or were you diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
Okay, thanks. And did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yeah, I was using it double that 8 times a year.
Okay, 8 times a year. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, what's your date of birth, please?
12/16/92.
Okay. I have December 15, 1992. And
1/6. 16.
16. Thank you. Good
Yeah.
catch.
It happens all the time.
And we'll be doing a quick review when we're done just to make sure I didn't make any other mistakes.
Okay.
Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, good. And hopefully this is a no, but do you have any friends, family, or loved ones that also use hair relaxers?
No, I do not.
Okay. Okay, now you could tell me when you started using the hair relaxer.
May of 14, 2014.
Okay.
I had bought it at a CVS.
When did you stop using the hair relaxer?
After I was diagnosed in November of 23.
Okay, so November 2023. And was it in Florida that you used the hair relaxer?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And how often did you apply the product? Weekly, monthly, 4 times a year?
It would be like every other month.
Okay, so at least 4 times per year?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Little over that.
Okay, and how many
But minimum.
consecutive years? Minimum 4 times a year. Okay, what I'll do is I'll just
Yeah.
put monthly. I'll put monthly, that way it's
Okay.
more than 4 times a year.
Okay.
Okay. And then how many consecutive years did you use the hair relaxer product?
Approximately like 9.
Okay, thank you. And did you use the product at home, at the salon, or both?
At home.
Okay.
Yeah, just
So
a
they
store bought.
got it. Okay, so the hair relaxer treatment was at home, okay? And do you currently use hair products? Hair relaxer products?
No.
Okay.
No.
Good. And
Absolutely not. And I try to preach everyone not to use it.
good for you. And which brand name products have you used?
The L'Oreal.
Okay. There's so
It
many.
was Dark and Lovely.
Okay, Dark
Yeah.
and Lovely.
Yeah,
Okay.
there are a lot of brands. There are.
And believe it or not, Dark and Lovely is the most common.
Yeah, that's why I like use it. It had good reviews.
Sorry. Okay, next question is, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly, or at least that 1 year?
Longer than that.
Okay. And let's see, my next question is, so when you got medical treatment, what type of treatment was it? Like chemotherapy, immunization therapy, what was it?
So they did the test. They did like the blood, urine, ultrasound, and then like a biopsy inside, and they took like the tissue from my ovaries, and then I ended up getting the full hysterectomy, and I had the injected IV chemotherapy, and the they gave me like some pain meds throughout the process.
Okay, thank you.
It was the Oxycontin or oxycodone.
Okay. And so it was chemotherapy that you received as far as treatment?
Yeah, for like 6 months.
Okay. And then you also had a hysterectomy, you said, right?
Yeah, the surgery. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So sorry to hear that.
I'm alive.
Okay, so let me keep going. Okay, so we got treatment was chemotherapy, and when was your treatment date?
My treatment day was it was like the 17th. I started right away.
November 17th?
Of November. Yeah, of 23.
2023, correct. Well, who was your treating doctor?
The same doctor, my OB, Dr. Alexis.
Okay, thank you. Let me just copy that information. I'm just doing some copying and pasting over here, okay?
Okay.
Thanks. I really hope the dates and everything coincide with your, for this case, because there's statutes of limitation, so we're almost there to be able to the computer basically tells me whether we could move forward or not.
Will I receive like a letter in the mail, or do I find out today?
Oh no, we're gonna find out today. Okay.
Okay.
And next is for HIPAA purposes. Can you please confirm your gender?
Female.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Okay, so let's see. Do you have copies of your medical records, or would you be able to obtain those? Miss? Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next, may I please have your home address?
It's 1236.
1236?
Yeah. Southwest. 4th Avenue.
4th Avenue?
Yeah, 4th.
Okay.
Avenue.
Okay. Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, 33315.
33315. Got it. Is there a unit number, or is it a home? Just 1236.
No, it's like it's just 1236.
Okay. And that's 1236 Southwest 4th Avenue, Fort Lauderdale, Broward County, in Florida. 33315. Okay. Beautiful. Okay, next, and we'll be done. Is emergency contact information. Do you want to share? Do you want to add anybody to your file? Emergency contact. We find it helpful in case clients have become unresponsive for a period of time and we need to get a hold of you. It helps prevent disruptions in your case. So, would you want to add somebody?
No, it's okay.
Okay. So, no. So, does not live. And then, no, not applicable. phone number, nothing. Okay, next what I'm going to do is we're going to go ahead and just do my quick quality assurance. These are, let me grab my compliance form. These are law firm requirements we're going to review real quick. I did confirm that you don't have representation from an attorney. I also confirm, and you confirm, that you were diagnosed, unfortunately, with ovarian cancer. You also confirmed that you're interested in participating in the hair relaxer lawsuit. And then we also confirmed that you were diagnosed no less than 2 years after using the product for one full year. And then you confirmed that you used the hair relaxer more than 4 times in 1 year, at least minimum 4 times a year. And then we also confirm the statute of limitations. You're in Florida, so you're good there. Because you got diagnosed in 2023 in November, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then we also confirm that you used the hair relaxer from the date after 2003 to present. So we're good there. And then we also confirmed that you were diagnosed after the year 2005, which is correct.
Mm-hmm.
And next, we need to verify my spelling is all correct, your personal information. So I have Dr. Renee Alexis, and we have her address, her phone number. We have your date of birth of December 16, 1992. We were never diagnosed with Lynch syndrome, breast cancer, and personal info. I didn't write your first name. Let me do that now. Taylor is your first name?
Yes.
Middle name Ray? Okay.
Yes.
I think it would help if I put your name down.
Yeah, right.
I think it would be very, very important.
I think it's the most important part.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, we're all human, right? We're not perfect.
Yeah, that's true. We're not computers. And even they may make mistakes. What is your social?
Oh, yeah. It's 337.
Mm-hmm. 3969. Let me repeat that. 337-88-3969. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And then phone number, I have 708-696-3347. Is that your cell number?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. All right. Everything else, all my bubbles are checked off. Let me go ahead and send this to you now. Please, as you click through it, make sure that all your personal information did come over correctly, please. And make sure you please sign your name, not just like a fancy swirl or something. I've got rejections because of that, and then they had to re-sign. Okay, give me a sec. Rejected.
Okay, done.
Done over there? Okay. All right, give me a sec. Let me log in to my make sure it's all good. Show's completed. Good job. Let me follow my DocuSign link and let's see what is going on. Completed. Taylor Ray Mark. Is it Mark Cody?
Marcotte.
Marcotte. Taylor Ray Marcotte. Very cool. I like that. And it shows complete. It's a great job. We wrapped it up in a pretty decent time. 20 minutes, almost 21 minutes. So sorry it took me that long, but we did pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, so what to expect now is my team, give them at least 24 hours to review our call and the information. Once they're
Okay.
satisfied, they'll send it over to the attorneys, and then they usually call you after 48 hours or so. And then they'll
Okay.
let you know what to expect.
Okay, perfect. Thank
Okay.
you.
You're welcome. It's been my pleasure speaking with you, Taylor. I appreciate your kindness, your politeness, and it's been my pleasure. I wish you the best of luck, okay?
Same to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.